The Army Corps of Engineers has reduced water volume out of the Missouri River dams upstream, but the danger of flooding is still imminent and will remain so until the levee system is repaired. That is according to one county commissioner, who believes there is a long road to travel before residents and farmland are safe from danger.
Highway 65 is open, and that's a good thing. However, it's a problem that is certainly not out of sight and not out of mind for everybody that's down there working on it. The update on our levees is they certainly are not fixed, and any rain event throughout the whole Missouri River Basin right now would close Highway 65 again because we do not have protection with the levees. Having said that, there is a ton of work going on from west to east in our county. The work is going on at what we call the Herberger Break, and that is the source of the water right now that hits 65 when our river comes up. And they're progressing nicely on that break, and we hope within the next 10 days to 2 weeks, we will at least have it to where we can contain a river of that mid to 26-27 foot level.
County Commissioner Stan Falke says not only will the danger remain, but the Corps is warning of a possible repeat of flooding disasters next year.
Of course, we would like to see the Corps change their philosophies and how they rule the water on the river, and we don't see them making any significant changes. So, in fact, they've already advised us to beware in 2020 because we are expecting, again, large amounts of runoff, and right now we don't have the capacity to contain that, and the Corps tells us that their managerial techniques will be the same as they were last year. So big concern for us because by then our levees will not be completely repaired from the last significant incident.
Falke believes the federal control of the river upstream could be modified to produce better results during a rainy season.
We would like to see them let the water come at us in a more steady stream. The water is a low flow, typically through the winter months, and then we hit a time when they say they are just compelled to release water because they can't hold it upstream. We think there's a little more flood capacity in the dams than they utilize this year because they retain what they call a certain amount of percentage of capacity for emergencies. Well, if this wasn't one, we're not sure what one is.
Falke complains of the slowness of the federal process by way of reimbursement to levee repair.
We are frustrated, I guess, would be a mild word to use, by response from our federal government. FEMA has sent numerous people here, and we have had countless meetings. The county has spent $300,000 or so just repairing flood damage to the county's roads and bridges. We have our 19 different townships that has spent a large amount of money, the city of Carrollton. We have various levee districts and drainage districts that have spent a large amount of money, and we have yet to see the money come back from FEMA in the way of cost reimbursements. We have private landowners down along the Missouri River that are funding this levee repair out of their pocket because, again, we hope to get reimbursement for those folks from FEMA, but it hasn't happened yet. And that is in the category of several $100,000 right now that the private people have funded. And we understand FEMA has rules and regulations, but boy, it would sure be nice if we could get some reimbursements coming sooner than later.
Falke is confident FEMA will show up eventually, but perhaps not in time to prevent another flooding disaster early spring.
They assure us they will get here as quickly as possible, but we don't see that framework from a time basis coming into play until late spring at the earliest before we can get them here. And then, of course, we have the time frame it takes to fix the levees, and we can't fix the levees with a high river. So we have all of those things working against us.
Not only is there danger of renewed flooding next spring, but a lack of protection will eventually result in other concerns.
One big concern of ours here in Carroll County is if the levees are not fixed by the March 2020 time frame, federal crop insurance comes into play, meaning that without a levee protection, then the way we understand it, you can't get federal crop insurance. And so that's a devastating thing for our area farmers. That just has to be fixed one way or another.
The commissioner does have a positive outlook for the future despite the odds and obstacles facing Missourians downriver.
I come at you with a lot of negative things, but a positive thing is that we live in a county that is full of resilient people. We are optimistic that we won't get as much water or we will be better able to handle it in 2020. We're certainly not giving up. We're working just feverishly and as hard as we can to protect all of the citizens here in Carroll County. And when I say we, that's the collective lot of us here in Carroll County.
For excerpts, go to our website, kmzu.com. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.